Hey guys, what's up? I'm a Giriraj Asar, your host and your dost, and you are listening now the Giriraj Asar podcast. It's all about personal branding and digital marketing, and where I share my 100% practical knowledge and my personal branding journey, and also sharing some interviews of some digital influencers. Hey guys, what's up? This side is Giriraj Asar and welcome to the another new podcast episode of the Giriraj Asar podcast. And guys, are you ready for growing your Instagram account? Because today I'm presenting with you an awesome Instagram guy. Is Mr. Asar Shah. Mr. Asad is the, I think, king of the Instagram. I followed Asad since 2018. And I consume their content even when I didn't start my content creation journey when I follow Asad. And so thank you so much, Asad, for joining with me and having a part of Giriraj Asar podcast. It's really a pleasure to be
here. Thank you so much, Giriraj, for having me. I'm no way a king of Instagram. I'm still just a student. Some things just work. So my following's gone up a little bit, but I'm always learning, always improving.
Yeah, sir. Also, I'm introduce you better, but can I introduce yourself in the better way? Because I just introduced very short, so you are introducing yourself.
Yeah, sure. My background is business. I love doing business. I've had e-commerce stores. I've had milkshake bars where it's not online, it's actually in person. I've done a bunch of business and I realized that Instagram was the way forward. And I learned a lot about Instagram just doing business and trying to sell things. And then I sold my business. And while I was in between jobs, in between businesses, while I tried to start my new business, I thought I would just go on Instagram, teach everyone what I know about Instagram and see what happens. But then it just picked up. Everyone wanted Instagram tips. My account went from 400 followers to 10,000 followers in 10 weeks. And I just carried on making content. And this has literally just become my day job now, where I consult companies about how to grow on Instagram and help them make money on Instagram.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we have, like, first we are starting off Instagram, anything else. So our first step is optimize our Instagram profile like a professional. So how can we optimize our Instagram profile like a professional, for other normal profile to professional profile?
No, actually, that's not going to be the first step. The first step always is what happens outside of Instagram. Your intention of starting Instagram. You can just have your own Instagram page that's a personal page where you're going to put your photos, photos of your cat, photos of your dog, your food, stuff like that. I can't help you if you make a personal Instagram. My job is to help businesses make more money from Instagram and have a better Instagram. So the first thing, I guess, would be to do you have a revenue stream? Are you a professional? Do you already have a business? Now that's when we start to work towards your Instagram. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in my sense, ki, if I have a business and I want to optimize my profile, so what exactly I optimize my Instagram as a description, as a highlights, and what their strategy?
Okay, so yes, let's imagine now that you have a business. I was literally just speaking to my friend about 2 hours ago. What my friend does is he has a connection at one of the big brands like Armani. He has connections in Gucci. And I actually don't know about brands myself. I'm a very simple person. I wear just plain clothes. Yeah. But he knows about his brands, and he has his he knows this person who can get him cost price items. So he's on Instagram and he's just posting photos of the clothes. He has no brand. He has no really good bio. He doesn't have a logo. He doesn't have good content. He doesn't do advertising. Now his Instagram is just taking photos of clothes, bad photos, not even good photos, just really simple, basic photos, putting it into his feed and tell people to buy. And you know what? That works for him. He's making around £1,000 a month, which is not that much. It's good pocket money. He's making £1,000 a month, but just, you know, using his friend, getting items at cost price, and then taking photos and posting on Instagram. So that theory that you need to have a really good looking Instagram to be able to make money from it, it's just wrong. I told him, he said to me, what do I do? You know, where do I get a logo from? What sort of content should I make? How should I design my feed? I said to him, bro, look, it's already working. You have a product, you're already selling. There's demand for your product. So until the point where your supply is big enough, where you got loads of clothes and you're not selling, you want more customers, that's when you need to optimize your Instagram and figure it out, right?
Yeah, exactly. And also, if someone is start their account from zero, so how can grow their account from zero follower? They have no clue about Instagram. They just start their account from zero follower with their own service, own product, and anything else selling. How?
Okay. I'm going to give you two answers for this question.
Yeah.
The first answer is going to tell you exactly how to get followers. But then I'm going to explain to you why that's not important and what you should actually be looking for.
Yeah.
So first of all, if you have a fresh Instagram account and you already have a business, let's say I'm in a business of being a photographer.
Yeah.
Right. I'm a photographer. I'm fresh on Instagram. I'm really good at photography, but I'm not really good at Instagram. My Instagram has zero followers.
Yeah.
So I should, if I want followers, all I need to do is post content that is really valuable, that teaches things, that entertains, anything, right?
Yeah.
And you have to make content to attract your customers, not make content to attract more people like you. Like, for example, my account, everyone following me is learning how to grow on Instagram.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people following me are probably going to buy from me because my consultation is £250. You won't buy from me. You don't want to pay me £250 to speak to me for 1 hour. But you follow me anyway because my content is giving tips and tricks on how to grow. So I'm doing that wrong. I shouldn't be doing that. I should be making content for businessmen who can afford to pay me £250 for a consultation. Yeah. But anyway, to answer your question, how do you get thousands of followers? It's quite simple. You make content, something that is, you know, valuable. It doesn't have to be good quality. You don't need a good quality camera or anything.
Yeah.
Just really valuable. Like, say things that mean something to people. Teach something. Make someone laugh. Entertain them. If you're an actor, go ahead and start acting. Whatever it is you got to do to keep people watching your content. Now, once you've got good content, you just run ads or do some influencer campaign to get more profile visits. Get everyone to visit your profile.
Yeah.
You got good content there anyway. So when more and more people visit your profile, a percentage of those people are going to start following you. That's what happened to me. So if I turn on my ad campaigns, I already have really good content in my feed. As soon as I turn on my ad campaign, I will start to get 100 to 200, sometimes 300 followers a day.
Yeah.
And I'll only be spending like £5 a day. And sometimes I work with my friends or other influencers and I ask for shout outs from them. And all that means is I'm diverting people to visit my profile. Every month, about 250,000 people visit my profile. And from that, only about, let's say, 2,000 actually follow me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Now, the second part of this answer is, if you're a photographer and you have zero followers, you shouldn't be worried about getting more followers. You should be first worried about getting more clients so that you can afford to pay for ads to get more clients. Your mission should be to just get more clients, more business, more sales, more customers.
Yeah.
And while you're doing that, automatically your followers are going to go up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you have another question?
Yeah. And also, if we are an Instagram start Instagram account from initial, so the one thing is coming into our mind is niche. If I talking about in building a personal branding, so how can we choose our niche in Instagram, and is it really matter on Instagram?
Leads as in more calls and customers?
Yeah. I just talking about niche, choosing a particular niche and putting a content.
Oh, niche.
Niche, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so at the start of any business, see, yeah. I treat Instagram as a business. I don't treat Instagram as a hobby. So at the start of any business, you do need to niche down. Like, you can't become Amazon on day one.
Yeah.
You know, or okay, Amazon's a bad example because it's so big. And even Apple is a bad example because they're massive companies. But let's say you're opening a shop. Imagine you're opening a shop and you're trying to sell 1,000, 2,000, 4,000 different items. It's going to be so expensive for you to just get all those items in. You're going to have so much stock. You're going to be trying to be opening a supermarket. But instead, you can niche. When you open a shop, maybe just open a makeup shop or just a flower shop or just a bakery. You know, something niche. A bakery is not going to sell you socks. So you don't have to worry about buying socks for your business, right? In the same way, Instagram, don't worry about trying to talk about everything, trying to make content about everything. Don't worry about that. Niching is important only to give, it's beneficial for you. It's easier for you to make content when you know you're only making content about cakes, or when you're only making content about, you know, fitness or how to get abs, what tablets you should be eating, or if you're a doctor, how to look after your face, and, you know, stuff like that. So niching is very important. But then at the same time, what people will not tell you is as your business starts to get well, you do need to expand. You don't have to stay niche forever.
Yeah, exactly.
You start off as a niche, but very quickly, you start to attempt new products and new services and new ideas, and you see which one works, because the world is always changing. And sometimes things work and sometimes they don't. And they're not, nothing, no strategy is going to last forever. So once you've niched, keep trying new things. And one day, after like 1,000 attempts of trying new things, you will find something that works way better than what you're doing already. That's when you switch to the new strategy and keep expanding.
Yeah, exactly. You are also giving an example of Amazon, because when the Amazon was started, so it's selling only books. Then is there, then after the some time, after the 1 to 2 year is growing their business, is adopt shopping, and then they slowly is now adopt everything. But firstly, they start only single niche with selling a books. Then is expand after the some time their business. So that's the great thing about, if you want to be build business, so you have to niche, because niche is very helpful for initial time is growing, and as well as is taking a clients. Yeah. And also, if you are posting is everything good, so how to put Instagram post engagement?
Oh, how to get more engagement.
Yeah.
See, now this answer to this, it changes all the time. Sometimes if you go back into my feed, you'll see that my engagement rate for some of the posts is insane. I'm getting like 1,000 comments sometimes. That's not because I've gone viral. It's not that. It's just I've made that an engaging post. The way to get engaging posts is you can hack the algorithm. So, for example, let's say I'm going to post a video of my cats and I really want loads of engagement on them. Actually, no, let me answer that another way. Every kind of month or every week or every 2 weeks, you should do an exercise to reignite your followers.
Yeah.
Because everyone's following. I've got 32,000 followers. And right now, if I post, not all of them are going to see my content. A lot of them are probably not on Instagram anymore. A lot of them have not seen content from me for a long time. So I'm not even going to be in their feed. I'm going to be way lower. Some of them probably have muted me because they can't be bothered for my content. Some will be like really loyal followers, so they'll be waiting for my content, and some will love my content so much that they'll even have notifications turned on so they don't miss anything. So when someone follows you, they have loads of different types of levels of love for you, right? It's different. Yeah. Now, how do you get someone who is following you, but it's like the worst type of follower, where they just followed you, but they're not on Instagram. They're just chilling at home. They don't come on Instagram ever. They're usually using Facebook more or TikTok more, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
How do we now get these people to watch your content more? Yeah. The answer is you have to give them an engaging post. Every kind of week or every month, you should do a post that just begs to be engaged. Now, I've done this before where I post and I say Batman or Superman. And you know what? Everyone wants to answer that question because everyone has a favorite. Or Coke or Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
Which one? Cat or a dog? Now, these are questions that if you see in your feed, you have to answer it. First of all, it's very easy to answer. And two, you'll be interested to see what other people are answering. Three, you might tag someone. So something really engaging. Now, this particular post is not giving value. When I ask someone Batman or Superman, I'm not telling them any tips about Instagram. It's just for me to quickly get into people's feeds again and beg them for engagement. Like when they see that post, they will have to comment. And if someone comments once, next time you post, they will see your post higher up because you've messed around with the algorithm now. The algorithm thinks that, you know, Giriraj has just commented Batman on this post. Yeah. And the last post, so Asad's now posted about how to grow on Instagram. So maybe Giriraj wants to see this post as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that make sense? So a simplified answer to your question is the only way to get more engagement on your post is to get your post to be seen more from your followers and from non-followers as well. And how do you get your post seen by your followers more is to just get them to engage, DM them, engage with them, get them to engage back. And when they engage with you more and more, the algorithm's going to say, okay, you know what, Giriraj and Asad, they'll be liking each other's posts, they'll be commenting on each other's posts. Asad's just posted, Giriraj should see this post because he's probably going to comment on this.
Yeah. And also, I have more questions on content creation strategy for creating a story as well as creating a content. What do you personally use strategy for creating a content, your own strategy?
This is a good question. So for me, because I've been doing this for like 2 years now, I kind of know what my audience wants. But if I was to start from scratch, I would make a list of the top 10 influencers in that industry. So let's say you want to become a fitness guy.
Yeah.
And tomorrow you're going to make your story about how, you know, how I went from being skinny fat into getting abs and becoming a Chad. You know, it's your story. So you should first look at the top 10 influencers of the fitness industry.
Yeah.
And we're not going to copy them, but we're going to do research on what type of posts are performing well with them. Right?
Yeah.
You get to see, maybe is it carousels? Is it videos? Is it photos? What photos are there? Are they using long captions? Is it short caption? Whatever it is, we just want to figure out what's working for them. Then we're going to write all of that down and try to come up with content that we can make that's similar to that. We're not going to copy them. We're going to make similar content. At the same time, people don't use magazines anymore. Do you know how much information there is in magazines?
Yeah,
crazy amounts, man. Magazines, articles, blog posts, no one reads anymore. If you just find a good website that has a bunch of blog posts in there, all you have to do is make a video version of the blog post and you might even get more views than the blog post itself.
Yeah, exactly.
So I read a lot of magazines. I get inspiration from there. People ask me a lot of questions. So me personally, I just make videos to answer those questions. That's it. Like I've spoken to you now and, you know, I've answered your questions. So when you record this, I will probably tell my team to listen to your podcast and see if you've asked me a question and I've answered in the right way, that we can take that and make some content from it.
Yeah.
Because of the questions you ask. So initially it's hard. You're going to have to look at magazines, blog posts, other influencers to get inspiration. Make more content of what's already working. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. No, like if you see someone posting fitness things and you think, you know what, I want to make content that's unique, don't try to be unique. That's never going to work for you.
Yeah.
Instagram already tells you what's working, what's not working. Why trying fresh things? Just make more of what's already working. Like, give your own personality into it. Give your own twist. It's okay to copy. The best people copy.
Yeah, exactly. And also you are talking about copy captions. So what is exactly how to write a engaging captions copy on Instagram? Because I think captions is the like very matter on any post for engagement.
Yeah, I've run out of time to answer that question. But I'll quickly say, first of all, I'm not a copywriter, so I have no idea how to write good copy. I just write what I'm thinking, and I write the way I speak. So whatever I feel like I need to say, I say it aloud, but I type it. So it's just my voice. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's it. For me, that's just it. Like, I actually don't worry about captions that much. I don't care about captions. I don't think captions are that important on Instagram posts. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and also one more question. According to you, why people losing their follower and don't grow their Instagram account?
Okay, so I've been losing followers. I had 33K, and now I have 32K. And the reason you lose followers is because you're always getting people unfollowing you. And that's a good thing. You'd rather have someone unfollow you because they don't like your content, or keep following you and they still don't like your content. They'll just turn into ghost followers. So they're literally doing you a favor by unfollowing you. I always tell people, look, if you don't like my content, please unfollow me. It's fine. There's no hard feelings. You can unfollow me and that's fine. What's worse is for them to stick around and not watch my content, not like it, no comments, nothing. I would hate that. So unfollowing is okay. And the reason you do that is because it's human nature. Like, you grow out of it, you get bored. When you watch TV, sometimes you watch a show, but you get bored of it. You don't watch Simpsons anymore, or, you know, like it's okay. And especially for educators like me, I'm here trying to teach things and I'm here trying to learn things. There's a limit to how much I can teach. And when people have already heard enough and they're like, you know what? Yes, Asad has taught me all I need to know. I don't really need to worry about Instagram anymore. I need to start worrying about accounting, or I need to start worrying about branding and copy and stuff like that. Then naturally they'll just leave and that's okay.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And also, what are, according to you, biggest myths of people about on Instagram?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what are the biggest myths about Instagram?
Myth, shadow ban, bro. There's no such thing as a shadow ban.
Yeah.
People think shadow ban is real, but it's just not, man. I've been saying it forever. We spoke to Instagram about this. Instagram did an interview about this. They're saying there's just no such thing as shadow ban, but people still adamant. When people just don't get the engagement they think they should get, and they see the competitors get that more engagement, instead of blaming their caption, instead of blaming their marketing strategy or their content strategy or their advertising strategy, they immediately blame, not themselves, but they'll blame shadow ban, or they'll blame Instagram or the algorithm or something.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you so much, Asad, for joining with me.
Well, thank you so much for having me, man. It means a lot to me. And thank you for your respect and your trust as well. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, you are, honestly, I'm followed you since 2018. And because honestly, I like your content. Even I don't know about content creation, then I follow you. Follow you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
So it's really honor to be for me that I'm talking with you in Zoom call, and also I'm record podcast with you. It's really honor for me, honestly, because
I had fun, man. You had really good questions. You're good at interviewing. I think you should carry on your podcast.
Hey guys, you are enjoying the whole podcast episode, and also you are bringing some value from this podcast episode. So guys, never ever miss to subscribe my pet podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify Podcast, and aap jis bhi podcast pe sunte ho us pe. And also guys, never forget to give 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. It's appreciate for me and supporting and your love for me.